Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a video message accusing the U.S. of holding back weapons, even after he says he received assurances from Secretary of State Antony Blinken during a recent meeting. The Biden administration earlier reviewed an order for larger bombs over concerns of civilian casualties in Israel's operations in Rafah. Secretary of State Blinken pushing back on those accusations.
It's regular order, with the exception of that one system that we've talked about many times in public.
Netanyahu calling on the U.S. to give Israel all the weapons it needs to defeat Hamas. The Senate is expected to take up a procedural vote today on a bill to reimpose a ban on bump stocks. It follows the Supreme Court's decision last week to invalidate the Trump-era ban. Dangerous temperatures coast to coast, taxing residents, power grids, and fire crews battling wildfires in western states. Communities also issuing air quality alerts, asking people to fill up with fuel earlier in the day. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protests during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today. It's his first Wisconsin stop since calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Trump says he was referring to how Milwaukee handled the 2020 election. He's repeated lies that the election was stolen. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. St. Louis County officials held a public safety meeting on Monday to discuss the traffic situation for Lowell Elementary School in Duluth. According to a Northern News Now report, the school on Rice Lake Road is facing mounting criticism following a crash earlier this month that involved a school bus that was turning onto Rice Lake Road. Some suggestions shared at the meeting include making the school's parking lot bigger, staggering drop-off and pickup times to reduce traffic, or dedicating turn lanes at the entrance. St. Louis County has received a $15,000 grant from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture's Noxious Weed Program to combat two invasive species. According to a Northern News Now report, the grant funding is meant to combat the invasive knotweed and wild parsnip plants, which can be harmful to both people and infrastructure. With some of the grant funding, the county will hire somebody to spray herbicide around the areas where the invasive plants have been spotted through late August. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers fall to the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 5-3 last night to the Angels in Anaheim. Milwaukee producing only 5 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It wasn't a great ball game for us, for sure. I mean, we had opportunities many times to play. We didn't play a complete ball game, you know, in any side of the ball, defense, pitching, offense. We had, you know, opportunities again and didn't come through, so. Yeah, that's disappointing.
NBA, last night in Boston, the Celtics eliminate the Mavericks 106-88, an NBA record 18th championship for the franchise.
You get very few chances in life to be great, and you get very few chances in life to carry on the ownership and the responsibility of what these banners are and all the great people, all the great players that came here. And when you have few chances in life, you just got to take the bull by the horns and you got to just own it, and our guys owned it.
That's Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 80s, winds gust to 30 out of the south. Any shower or thunderstorm could have heavy rainfall, including tonight, a low around 64 degrees, and still a bit on the breezy side. For Wednesday, storms in 73.
It's 79 degrees right now.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, the executive director of Block joins us. Angela Lang will be here in hour number two, public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Six past the hour of 1 o'clock, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square on a sultry Tuesday afternoon. It's a hot one. Heat indexes say it feels like 125. No, not quite. But
I was going to say,
it could be close. Even the band was having a little trouble there at the start of the show. I'm not sure what happened. It was the band
that
wasn't
was
able
bad.
To play.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Even the computers aren't. There were, we had a pipe break earlier today here in the world headquarters, right up between Luke and I's desk. I'm
so
not
that's
sure
what
if
happened.
That I'm not sure if that's a sign or what it is. But lots of water falling down. Not lots, but Luke's plants got a natural. I wouldn't even talk about this with Luke, but his plants got a natural watering. But all is well now. The leak has been stopped. So all is well here at the world headquarters. Appreciate speaking of Luke Mathers stopping by. Always, it just makes you feel better when you hang out with Lukester.
Absolutely. I do wonder, are you going to talk about what was grinding your gears, even if we don't have Luke's opinion on it?
Well, I suppose we could quickly. Because I know this is just, it's going to open up a Pandora's box, a can of worms, whatever you want to call it. But, all right, go ahead. Take a look out at the street cam right now. Let's see if anybody's out there. A lot of people inside today because, you know, it's, see, look, if you're watching on the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you can always watch the live stream there. Beautiful car going by there. And, right there, you've got a dude just walking down the street shirtless. It's so hot, people are taking their shirts off. Probably an Eric Covey voter. I'm not sure. But there were bikes earlier. And here's, and you can see if you're watching on the stream, the main street you can see there is State Street. And it goes up one block to the state capitol. And then the cross street is Fairchild. All right. And there was a dude, right as we started going on the air, riding his bike up State Street. He clearly had a red light, but he didn't give a crap. He went right through the red light on State Street. And the two cars that had the green light on Fairchild nearly hit him, had to slam on their brakes. And the dude on the bike gave the cars the finger and went nuts. So what's grinding my gears are bikers who don't think that traffic laws apply to them.
Or who just don't look.
Yeah,
like
I just...
Even, for me, if I'm on a bike, even if I have a green light, but I look at an intersection and there's a car about to run the red light... Mm. I'm stopping because right. I'm on a bike.
Well,
they're in a car.
Sure.
I will be the one who gets hurt.
That's true. But in that case, then I also believe that vehicles, that motor vehicles should be obeying traffic laws and not running red lights. But that's what that. And look, I'm a pro bike person, so don't at me saying, "Oh, Todd doesn't like bikes." I like bikes. I'm all for bike trails. I think it's wonderful that Madison is a bike friendly city, but that does not give you license to not adhere. And also, there are, you know, there are bike crosswalks where, again, you're supposed, when they have like electronic lights or whatever, you're supposed to stop and hit the crosswalk light. And then when the big lights start blinking, it's like a train crossing, basically. Then it's up to the motorist to adhere and stop and let you cross. It doesn't mean you can ride your bike 35 miles an hour full speed zooming through that crossing without stopping and hitting the light. And somebody's going to get killed at these things in Madison. And of course, it'll be, oh my gosh, you know, it's the motorist's fault, you know. Well, not necessarily. If we just all follow the traffic rules, doesn't matter whether we're in a motor vehicle, doesn't matter whether we're riding a bike, just follow the rules.
Follow the rules and watch carefully.
Watch carefully.
Don't text and bike. Don't text and drive.
Right? And just... You know, and again, I'll point, I'm not saying that I'm perfect in this. I'm just saying try to do better, everyone. That's the key. So like, see, immediately Andrew from Verona asks me on at Todd hates bikes. I think it's easy to pick on bikers. There are just as many bad drivers. Well, maybe, but it's, yes, to Zomer's point, I'm going to shame drivers who run red lights as well. And again, when you see a yellow light, it doesn't mean go faster. It means prepare to stop.
In Madison, it seems to mean go faster, but
yeah. Look, I've bagged on drivers in this city a lot, particularly on the Beltline. You get these nut jobs that are going 85, 90 miles an hour, like it's the Autobahn on the Beltline. But when Jane Matinere was here over the weekend, she commented she thought the Beltline was better here than some of the heavier traffic in Milwaukee. I don't drive a lot in Milwaukee occasionally. But anyway, that's what was grinding my bike gears today. So now thank you, Mr. Zomers. I'll have all kinds of hate mail when I get done off the show.
Anything for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Here's some happier news. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Great story. The date is set for the annual rivalry basketball game between Marquette and Wisconsin. The date set. The state's biggest college basketball rivalry game is set. Marquette announced today that its annual men's hoops battle with Wisconsin will be Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum. Mark it on your calendar. Maybe we should do the show there that Friday on the 6th. I know a guy. We know a guy. Klug. Maybe he can get us in the door at the old Pfizer.
That's a good point.
If we wear Marquette jerseys or something. So the date is set. Wisconsin versus Marquette, Saturday, November 7th at Pfizer Forum. The teams will meet for the, get this, 131st time, with UW holding a 71-59 advantage. They have played every season since 1958. Now that's a streak. The Badgers have won three straight in the series. Last season, UW earned a 75-64 victory over third-ranked MU, prompting students to storm the court at the Kohl Center in Madison. The teams will look different next season. The Golden Eagles will no longer have key playmaker Tyler Kolek. And also, they're likely to get picked as by the NBA draft next week. And the Badgers lost three starters and added three transfers. So going to be a very, you know, two very different teams from last year. But again, if you're a Marquette or Wisconsin basketball fan, as I know so very many of you are across the state, and remember, you can hear Wisconsin Badger games on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. And as David Letterman likes to say, I hope that one of your stations has been selected. But the cool thing about the Badgers is, even if your local station has not been selected, guess what has? The Civic Media app, and you can listen to all those Wisconsin football and Badger basketball games with Matt LePay right here on the Civic Media app. That's why Ladies and gentlemen, friends, boys and girls, you should download the Civic Media app to your Apple or Android device today. It's free. It's easy. Just go to your Civic Media or go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, it'll pop up. You can hit it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. What Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Listen to us, all the other fine programming, and Badger Sports right here on the Civic Media app. I'm still excited for that game in particular.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, you said the 131st?
100. That's crazy. Yeah. It's a long, as I say, it's a long time coming. 131st time. Badgers and Marquette playing every season since 1958. Are you excited about the game? Are you looking forward to the season ahead? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I think that's a pretty good idea, actually. Do the show down there in Marquette.
You might have to pick up a Marquette jersey or something right. to do it.
I may have to. We shall see. Also, we're a little programming note here. Coming up in, let me just check the old calendar real quick so I don't give you false information, as it were. Next Wednesday, mark your calendars, next Wednesday, the 26th of June, our friend General David May, who is now the commander of the Wisconsin National Guard, interim at least. Of course, he is the commander of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. But right now, David May is the acting or interim adjutant general of the Wisconsin National Guard, and General May will be here. Brigadier General May will be here in the studio, bring a couple of folks along, talk about recruitment of the Wisconsin National Guard, the Air National Guard, and have some. We always learn something. David May, General May, again, one of those guys you can just listen to forever. He's a great person, and you always learn something, and he's just very, very positive.
Oh, yeah. I've been very impressed, and he's just a great guy to talk to and chat with. Yeah.
Just a great person overall. And he'll be here in studio a week from tomorrow. So a story in Stripes.com, headline, U.S. aircraft carrier captain playfully counters Houthis' false online claims of hitting a ship. So here's the deal. The USS Dwight D. Eisenhower is the oldest aircraft carrier in the United States Navy, and it's been deployed to the Red Sea, the Middle East region, with all the conflict going on over there. Well, the goofy Houthis over there, part of the terrorist group in the Middle East, is trying to put out stuff on social media that they have successfully sunk the Dwight D. Eisenhower. And, of course, that's very unsettling for friends and family members who have, 5,000 people are stationed on the great ship, the Dwight D. Eisenhower. So this is a great story. The USS Dwight Eisenhower may be the oldest aircraft carrier in the U.S. Navy, but it's still fighting, despite repeated claims, false claims, by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The Houthis and social media accounts supporting them repeatedly have falsely claimed that they hit or even sank the carrier in the Red Sea. The carrier leads the U.S. response to the rebels' targeting of commercial vessels and warships in the crucial waterway, attacks the Houthis say they are aimed at bringing an end to the Israeli-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. The Eisenhower's leader, and this is a great name, Captain Christopher Chowda Hill, and Chowda is spelled C-H-O-W-D-A-H, Chowda.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Why? Because he comes from Boston, of course. We're going to tell you about Captain Chowda Hill and more on the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which is still fighting strong for America's interests. Our sailors are there.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business.
Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hubde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Across to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and spanning the globe, including the USS Dwight David Eisenhower via the Civic Media app. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media. Well done, Mr. Zomers.
In the Navy by the Village People.
I like that. I like that a lot. 20 after the hour of 1 o'clock. Want to give us a call? Want to join the show? Always appreciated. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Speaking of the Navy, great story here. That you got these Yahoo terrorists that have been declared terrorists by the United States and many other countries. You got the Houthis who are in cahoots with the Hamas. The Hamas and the Houthis are in cahoots, you understand? And they're terrorizing people, which, of course, is no laughing matter. But here now, rather than using bombs to make your point, a little bit of humor and a little bit of creativity, which I appreciate. So the Houthis, this terrorist group over the Middle East, is going online and using social media to tell people that the Houthis have taken out the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, the oldest aircraft carrier in the U.S. fleet. Great ship. And so the Eisenhower's leader, Captain Christopher Chowda, C-H-O-W-D-A-H, Chowda Hill, is creatively striking back on social media to counter the misinformation and boost the morale of the ship's 5,000 personnel as the Navy faces its most intense combat since World War II. Did you realize that? There are 5,000 people on U.S. aircraft carriers. It's a small city.
I did not realize that, but it makes sense because there's a lot that has to happen.
Richland Center, Wisconsin, roughly 5,000 people. It's basically just my entire hometown put on a ship.
Yeah, just pick them up, put them on a boat.
Right.
A very, very big boat.
Very, very big boat. Here's a quote from Captain Chowda. Quote, I think it's been about two or three times in the past 6 months we've allegedly been sunk, which we have not been, Hill told the Associated Press during a recent visit to the carrier. Quote, it is almost comical at this point. They're attempting to maybe inspire themselves through misinformation, but it does not work on us, unquote. The visit by two Associated Press journalists and others to the Eisenhower represents part of the effort the Navy has made to try to counter the Houthi claims. While on board for about a day and a half, journalists escorted by sailors crisscrossed the nuclear-powered ship's 1,092-foot length. AP journalists also recently circled the Eisenhower from the air in a Seahawk helicopter. Wouldn't that just be like to do the show from an aircraft carrier.
As long as there was a good connection, that'd be my biggest concern.
Well, I have to believe the Navy has pretty good internet.
That's a good point. And that you're far enough away from the, any jets taking off.
Exactly. Other than rust on the side of the Eisenhower from the hot, humid Red Sea air and water apparently leaking from a pipe in a dining room, the ship appeared no worse for the wear. Its flight deck bore no blast damage or gaping holes, just the stink of jet fuel, pooled puddles of oily water, and the scream of engines before the FA-18 fighters took off for flight. The other half of the information warfare effort has been Hill, the captain himself, a native of Quincy, Massachusetts, something noticeable immediately in his South Boston accent. While even the secretive leader of the Houthis, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the name, has name-dropped the carrier in speeches while making false claims about the vessel, Hill has offered ceaselessly positive messages online about his sailors on board. Videos of flight operations for the bridge and images of sailors eating cookies in the captain's chair are a constant staple. After one false Houthi claim, Captain Hill responded by posting images of cinnamon rolls and muffins in the bakery on board the Eisenhower, a subtle jab at the claims. Quote, "The whole intent of the social media outreach was to connect with families, to bring them closer to the ship," Hill said. "So if I could post pictures of sons and daughters, husbands and wives out here, or even fathers and mothers, get it out there, it just kind of brings the family closer to us. And again, that's our support network. But it also took on another role because everyone else was watching to see what we were doing." I think that's just brilliant stuff here. Then there was the Star Wars memes of images of Captain Demo, the Labrador Golden Retriever mix, who roams the ship as a support animal for sailors. Now, there's something I didn't know. The Navy has a support dog roaming the ship for sailors just to kind of, you know, help with mental health and to calm folks down. And as far as the Houthi forces watching his postings, Hill takes special pleasure in writing about Taco Tuesday on the ship. Quote, "We're going to celebrate Taco Tuesday because it's absolutely my favorite day of the week. That will never end," the captain said. "If you call that an information warfare campaign, you can. It's just who I am, you know, at the end of the day." But morale remains a deep concern for Captain Hill and other leaders on board the ship. The Eisenhower and his allied ships have gotten just one short port call during the eight-month rotation so far to Greece. The carrier has also been the most deployed carrier among the entire U.S. fleet over the last 5 years, according to an analysis by the U.S. Naval Institute's News Service. One sailor from North Carolina wore a patch reading, "Go Navy, beat Houthis," which is fantastic, I think. While that's a play on the classic call for the annual Army-Navy football game, the naval flight officer stressed that he knew the combat was deadly serious. It's pretty much the day-in, day-out stress of knowing that we're going to be shot at definitely gives a realism of the whole experience that is not a normal deployment, he said. Meanwhile, munitions also remain a concern. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro told the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee in May the Navy had spent at least $1 billion in armaments to fight in the Red Sea. Every leader on board the Eisenhower that the AP spoke to acknowledged the Navy was trying to use the right weapons against the Houthis, who anti-Semitical warfare sees them use far cheaper munitions. I just think it's, you know, in a time where a lot of fighting is going on, here you have a creative Navy captain of leading 5,000 sailors, men, women, in one of our greatest assets in our military, the USS Dwight David Eisenhower, and he's connecting via social media. And we talked yesterday about kind of TikTok and things that could be harmful to people's mental health, particularly kids. But here, if you have a son or daughter, spouse, mom or dad deployed over in the Red Sea in the Eisenhower, to be able to connect with them via social media and see that they're doing well, that they're being supported, that they're okay, I mean, that means a heck of a lot.
So it's just like Kurt from Madison reminded us yesterday. He was talking about photography, but generally, it's not that we shouldn't have phones. It's not that we shouldn't have social media. It's that we should be a little more intentional with how we use it, and especially how we let kids use it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think this Captain Chowda, he seems just like a great guy trying to support his sailors there on the USS Dwight David Eisenhower. If we got everybody listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network app on the Dwight D. Eisenhower, thanks for your service. You're American heroes. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shout dear.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who brought guns to the state capitol twice last fall will spend a month in jail. Joshua Plesnik brought a handgun to the governor's office in October. He was arrested, posted bail, and came back with an assault rifle after the Capitol building was closed. Plesnik was sentenced last week. Small family farms want more help from Washington for conservation programs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa. She says large factory farms currently benefit from a double standard.
Industrial scale factory farms, even though they're industrial scale, they do not have to go by industrial standards. They go by ag standards. And that's why we have the problem with pollution that we have. That should be addressed in the farm bill.
Large farm operators maintain they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to do business. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department has identified the alleged attackers who assaulted and robbed a 75-year-old man. According to law enforcement authorities, the incident occurred around 4 p.m. in the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center parking garage. Three minors allegedly stole the man's backpack and dealt him minor injuries during the assault. Law enforcement authorities say that while they were able to identify the attackers, they were not taken into custody right away and they have not yet found the man's backpack. A 12-year-old was airlifted to the hospital on Thursday after being hit by a car while riding their bike in Ashland County. According to the Ashland County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 3:30 on Thursday afternoon near an intersection on County Highway C in Marengo Township. Authorities have not released any personal information about the child, nor an update on their condition. The driver of the car was not injured, and the cause of the crash is under investigation by the Ashland County Sheriff's Office. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Tom Brady roast just continues to create collateral damage. In addition to not being funny, the event made many people sad and put Brady's ex-wife Gisele Bündchen's new relationship with her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente, in jeopardy. Insiders say the roast caused her and her boyfriend relationship stress. In a related story, Gisele Bündchen is dating a guy who teaches jiu-jitsu. Are you wondering where Armie Hammer has been? Me neither. But in case you were, Hammer took an industry-imposed leave of absence, taking the hint after being dropped by his representatives and from many projects after a string of women and past girlfriends accused the actor-slash-trust-fund-kid of assault, sexual misconduct, and cannibalistic desires. Hammer did admit he's been seeking help and treatment and says he got so much hate from people everywhere he would go, he felt bad for his kids. In his defense, he denied the cannibalism accusations, saying they made him laugh so hard he almost choked to death on a clavicle. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 80s, winds gust to 30 out of the south. Any shower or thunderstorm could have heavy rainfall, including tonight, a low around 64 degrees and still a bit on the breezy side. For Wednesday, storms in 73.
Right now, it's 80.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mike Schmidt, and Civic Media's own Northeast Wisconsin reporter, Lisa Hale.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. Zomber's on the board. Todd behind the microphone. Join us tomorrow as our friend and colleague, Mr. Earl Ingram, will be joining us tomorrow on the show. You can listen to his show from 8 until 10 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Both Earl and my show will originate from Osage Park. I believe it's either Oshkener Park or Oshkener Park. And I should know this because at one time Dale Schultz represented Baraboo. I'm embarrassed to tell you I can't remember how to pronounce it.
Maybe somebody will help us out.
Maybe somebody, or maybe not. Maybe they're just going to say, let Todd flail. But that would be fair, by the way. Anyway, the inaugural Juneteenth celebration will be in Baraboo tomorrow, Juneteenth, June 19th tomorrow, from 10 a.m. until 3. Juneteenth, of course, now a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans, celebrated on the anniversary of June 19th, 1865. President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863, promising freedom to slaves. It took over 2 years for the law to make its way across the country as enforcement relied on the advance of Union troops. When emancipation finally came to Texas, the last state to hear the official news of that the Southern Rebellion had collapsed, celebration was widespread. While that date did not mark the unequivocal end of slavery, June 19th became a day of celebration across the United States, created, preserved, and spread by African Americans. And quite frankly, it should be celebrated by all of us. Because slavery, of course, one of the original stains of the United States of America. And the fact that Abraham Lincoln, along with a lot of other folks, worked hard on the Emancipation Proclamation is certainly something to be celebrated. We're going to do that tomorrow. Going to be in Baraboo. Earl Ingram will have his show 8 to 10. Our show from noon until 2. Going to be an early morning for Todd.
A little bit.
Todd will be down at the park by 6:30. That's a 5:30 wake-up call for Toddy.
Gross.
I'll be going to bed early. I'll probably be going to bed before the sun goes down. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be fine. It'll be great. It's only one day. I mean, Kreitlow does it every day, for goodness sake.
Kenneth and Stoughton texted in, former Sauk County resident. We pronounced it Oxner's Park.
Really?
Nice little zoo back in the day, he says.
Thank you very much, Kenneth and Stoughton. Oxner. All right, well, we'll go with that. Oxner's Park. And there still is. Jay Matt Nair and I were there to check it out. It's been a long time since I've been there. And we scouted it out, and Jane got very excited because she ran right out of the car to feed the emu.
Nice. Jane loves her birds.
Yes, she does. That story may or may not be true, but it sounds better if it was. But we did see that there were some lovely animals there. And I believe, I'll stand corrected, but I think many of the animals in the said small zoo at Oshner Park they're rehabilitated animals that were harmed or were injured and they can't be released back into the wild. I believe at least some of them were.
And so, zoos that do that are very important.
They are very important indeed. I'm just hoping I make it out of town without being admitted to the zoo as a specimen.
We'll do our best. We'll see.
Don't feed Toddy. Just let him sit there. So anyway, Earl and I are going to be there in Oxner's Park tomorrow in Baraboo. Stop out and join us anytime between 8 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And check out the great Juneteenth celebration, by the way, as well. So a good time will be had by all. Let me see here. We got a couple of things I wanted to get to. Of course, Donald Trump, the Trumpster, is in Kenosha today, down Racine, Kenosha area. And this will tell you how it's going. About 25 minutes ago, Trump sent out on his so-called Truth Social, quote, business executives and shareholder representatives should be 100% behind Donald Trump. Anybody that's not should be fired for incompetence. unquote. So there, once again, the MAGA Republican Party, which of course was founded right here in Ripon, Wisconsin, and helped get Abraham Lincoln speaking of the Emancipation Proclamation. Here is the current standard bearer of said MAGA Republican Party saying that anyone in the business world that does not support Trump should be fired. How is that working out for democracy, Republicans?
Just day one. It's only day one.
That's only day one.
That he's going to be a dictator.
Right. Only day one. Exactly. So, and that's why, that's a great example, why Trump being in Wisconsin, it's a great big nothing burger. It's really nothing to get excited about. It's nothing to make a big deal about, because all he's doing is coming here to spread lies and be stupid.
That's all he does.
Right. And again, you say, right. And you say, well, Todd, why are you going to the Republican National Convention? And again, I'll say, we're not going there to give these people platforms. We're not going to be bringing you word for word coverage of what they're saying, because the vast majority of it is lies. And again, I say this as a former Republican who has watched Democratic and Republican national conventions since I was probably in fifth grade. And there's nothing normal or usual about this year's Republican National Convention. And therefore, you can't cover it if you're a legitimate media person like a normal or usual national convention. This convention is not about, oh, this party wants fewer taxes than that party, or this person, you know, wants more money put in defense than that party. No. This year, the MAGA Republicans have a 34-time convicted felon, an autocrat, saying that he's going to be a dictator on day one, that has an actual plan in place called Project 2025 to dismantle nearly everything that you and I hold dear about our government, and they're getting ready to nominate this guy in our state. You cannot cover that. Like, you can't go up to the woman, you know, with the elephant pants and the elephant hat that's been at the last 10 Republican conventions and say, oh, isn't this cute? That's not the kind of convention this is. Because everyone who is there, who is a delegate or an alternate, is pledging to support an autocrat, a 34-time convicted felon who wants to dismantle civil service and put in Trump loyalists, i.e. authoritarian, fascist, dictator government. That ain't normal. I'm just telling you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, how are things? I assume the ferry is open. How are things going up in Merrimack?
Boy, it's just beautiful up here. A little warm and humid, but breezy enough that you don't die from the heat.
Right. Great day to be on the river. What's on your mind, Jack?
Yeah, it is. Actually, I'm on the road, though. I'm heading to Milwaukee, but that's irrelevant. Well, I wanted to...
But it's a great city, right, Jack? It's a great city, Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. Definitely is. I've been living there since off and on since 2004. It's a long story. Why?
All right, very good. What do you got for us?
So I'm wondering... You should, as a former Republican, have a bit of a handle on these people that claim to be right-leaning independents. And I'm wondering when they're going to look at this crazy man that's running, not leading, running the, I call it the MAGA Rhino Party, because there are no real Republicans left anymore.
Right.
When they're going to get tired of the fact this guy is liable for essentially rape, liable for defamation, liable for financial fraud. He's been convicted of 34 felonies, and that jury could have chosen anywhere from 0 to 34 to convict him on if they were going to convict him, and they chose all of the above, besides the fact that he's basically threatening to take down democracy. I mean, there are people in the cult that I've heard actually say, if I wanted to vote for a democracy, I wouldn't be voting for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me? Can you name one authoritarian government that has got the kind of standard of living that our democracies have in the West and in the United States? It's sure not China, because half of their economy depends on slave labor. It's definitely not Russia. They have no middle class. I know. I have been in Russia probably for a total of 3-4 months, off and on, and it's definitely not North Korea. Let's not even go there. So, you know, when are people going to wake up to this nutcase? That's my question.
Great call, Jack. Yeah, no, I really appreciate the call, as always, Jack from Merrimack. And it's an important one. I don't have a crystal ball, Jack, and as a former Republican who left the party in 2011. But I think more importantly, my experience having grown up and lived in Richland Center, Richland County for nearly half my life. I've been living most of the time in Madison for the second half. But I still get back to Richland County a lot. I have family back there, friends back there. Still love it. And again, Jay, Matt, and Aaron and I traveled around the state last week in a lot of what you would call Trump country. And I still believe that there are a lot of folks who are voting for their local sheriff, their county board member, although they're technically nonpartisan county board, but their clerk, their county clerk, who may run as Republican because that area is strongly Republican for, you know, decades. And so they run, but they're not Trump mega people, right? And I think Trygve Olson, Republican, like former Republican, like myself, and now senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, who will join us tomorrow, by the way, on Wednesday. I mean, he has said this. We talked about the fact that Paul Ryan, former House Republican from Janesville, Wisconsin, former House Speaker, has now not only said that he's not going to be at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, which he has reiterated and reconfirmed, but he said last week that he now believes Trump is unqualified to be president of the United States based on his lack of character and morals. And a lot of people blew that off, and a lot of people say, well, you know, I wish Paul Ryan would have done more with your speaker. Sure, I'll give you that. But what Trygve has done, and he does a lot with numbers and focus groups, particularly on Wisconsin, because it could well be the swing state in this election. And in what his polling and focus group has found, that Paul Ryan is still the third most popular Republican in the state of Wisconsin amongst Republicans. And so to think that that won't have an effect by Paul Ryan rebuking Donald Trump, by Paul Ryan saying that Donald Trump is not qualified, that's important. And again, it may only be important for a couple, 3, 4, 5,000 people. But in a state like Wisconsin, which will most likely be determined by between 12 and 20,000 votes, that's how close it will be. 4 or 5,000 votes could make the election. And what you don't hear is current Republican Party chairman of Wisconsin, Republican GOP chairman Brian Schimming, attacking Paul Ryan because he knows how important Paul Ryan is. And Brian Schimming and all these other Wisconsin Republicans have a conundrum because they can't attack Paul Ryan because they know that will hurt votes in Wisconsin, but they also don't want to embrace him because that hurts them with mega Trump people. So don't make a mistake about it. The Republicans are not coming into Milwaukee as a unified party, particularly not in Wisconsin. And that's a big deal. So great call, Jack. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Joe in Madison. Joe, we're going to start the call. I'm going to have to interrupt you to go to a break, but go ahead and start.
Or I was just talking to her. We only have 30 seconds.
All right. Very good. Joe, we'll come back and take Joe's call in just a minute. More of your calls as well. 855-752-4842. It's the All Balls Show for a Tuesday. Don't go anywhere. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app, so climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend and colleague, the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, will take over the air from 2 until 4 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn every afternoon, 2 until 4. Right now, talking about Trump tweeting out, or whatever he calls it, on his Truth Social. He feels that every business leader who does not endorse Trump should be fired. How's that for government interference in the private sector? And call from Jack there, talking about these independent, conservative-leading voters in Wisconsin. And I said, I really think that Paul Ryan rebuking Trump will have an effect. I don't know how big, but I think it will have an effect. Going to go to Joe. Well, we're going to go.
We had a couple other callers that dropped off. If you called in, feel free to call back. I know there was Charles in Milwaukee and Kevin in Oshkosh who called in.
All right. Well, we'll give a call. We'll try to get you back on. But I want to go to Joe now in Madison. And we were talking about the story earlier on the Dwight David Eisenhower USS aircraft carrier. And Captain, his nickname is Chowda Hill because of his Boston accent. That's where he's from, Quincy, Massachusetts. And talking about some of these things that don't get a lot of airtime, what they do, a ship of 5,000 people. One of the things, they have a golden retriever, an emotional support dog that they have on the ship. Again, 5,000 people. Joe, thanks for calling and listening. We always appreciate you. What do you have?
Yeah, it's such a important, serious time, and I'm going to take you off in tangent land here, but I thought it was sort of interesting that you mentioned that there was a dog on aboard the ship. And I thought, well, how often does that happen? Mm-hmm. And apparently there was a new dog that was put on call. His name was Sage, and he was described as an operational stress control canine. And
that's great.
It comes out that so isn't what's amazing about this, though. I did some digging. There's a wonderful article on the Business Insider that talks about the fact that dogs have been part of the Navy forever. They've been on seafaring vessels for thousands of years, and certainly during World War One and World War Two, there were all sorts of dogs in the Navy. And in fact, there is a man who was employed by the Navy who wrote a book called Dogs in the Navy that is a follow-up to his book entitled Cats in the Navy. And I guess if people want to, on such a day, if they want to take a minute and look at some of these beautiful pictures of dogs that have been in service to our Navy over the years, we have beautiful images of Blackout the dog wearing a custom life jacket during World War II, and then other examples of beautiful canines that have made a difference. And they actually served a purpose. They were there to retrieve people if needed. They were there to herd fish into nets. They were there for protection. And terriers, for example, were very good at rat control, better than cats, who tended to get kind of moody and wouldn't always do what they were asked to do. But I guess sort of opens up the door to sort of say, well, you look at this and say, well, this is just a woke activity. Mm-hmm. No, apparently it's part of a tradition that's been going on for a very long time within the U.S. Navy, enough so that there is a book entitled Dogs in the Navy. So if people want to give it a look. It just looked absolutely charming, and I just wanted to throw that out for the audience.
Thanks, Todd. Joe, you're amazing. And you're a great example of why I love coming into work every single day and doing this show, because of listeners like you bringing us this great information. So the book is Dogs in the Navy. Mr. Zomers, will you put that in the show notes so people can see it?
Yes, I will find it.
Joe, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate the call.
You bet.
Have a wonderful day. Let's go quickly to Charles in Milwaukee, listening to WAUK, the Shaw, calling back in. Thanks for calling back in, Charles. Sorry we got disconnected. You wanted to say what about Paul Ryan?
You know, Todd, I wish that he could come out forcefully, rebuke Donald Trump, and say that he's going to back Joe Biden in the 2024 election because of the democracy may not stand if Donald Trump gets back into office.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, Charles. I hope, I wish that he would do that. You know, I think there's still a chance, there's still time. He could go so far as to say that he's endorsing and voting for President Biden. But I get, you know, my assumption is probably you're not a Republican. I'm a former Republican. So I agree with you that I wish he would go that. I mean, Liz Cheney has essentially gone that far. Former Republican Congresswoman saying, look, Joe Biden and I don't agree on a lot. But this is a unique time in American history. To your point, it's about saving democracy, so we have to have a coalition. And Cheney has said that she's voting for Biden. I wish that Paul Ryan would do that. But I also don't think we can underestimate the impact of Paul Ryan rebuking Donald Trump and saying, look, I might not be voting for Biden, but I'm sure as heck not voting for Trump. And I feel that Trump he's disqualified because of his conduct and character. I still think that will carry weight with a certain percentage of current Republican voters in Wisconsin. And I think that could be enough to help swing the election for Joe Biden.
I hope so, Todd.
I do too. But I appreciate the call, Charles. Thanks you for listening down there in beautiful Milwaukee. Fantastic Milwaukee. Home of Usinger's Brat Milwaukee. Home of the Milwaukee Brewers Milwaukee. Home of the Milwaukee Bucks Milwaukee. Home of the Milwaukee Admirals Milwaukee. Home of the Pfister Hotel Milwaukee. Home of the Pfister Hotel Ghost of Milwaukee. Home of Herb Cole's Ghost Milwaukee. Home of Herb Cole Milwaukee. Home of the Metropolitan Museum of Public Art in Milwaukee. Home of Northwestern Mutual Insurance Milwaukee. Home of the Veterans Museum on the Lake Milwaukee. Home of Collectivo Coffee Milwaukee. Home of Stone Creek Coffee Milwaukee. Home of Jane Matt Nair Milwaukee.
That's a big one right there.
Lots of wonderful things. Home of Bob Uecker, Milwaukee. Home of Skipper Buds, Milwaukee. Home of Harley Davidson, Milwaukee. You understand, there is a museum about advertising in Milwaukee. Home of the Milwaukee Public Market. Home of the Third Ward, Milwaukee. There's so many wonderful things. Home of the Yacht Club in Milwaukee. Home of Boater. Home of Summerfest, Milwaukee. Home of Zaz's Steakhouse, Milwaukee. Milwaukee is not a horrible city. Milwaukee is a lovely city. Home of Matt Flynn, Milwaukee. The list just goes on and on, you understand. It's a fabulous place. Not a place to be taken apart. The Fonz, Laverne Shirley, Happy Days, Penny Marshall, Cindy Williams, Henry Winkler, Ronnie Howard. These are Milwaukee things that are iconic and we all love and we're proud of. And as the Lincoln Project said, if Donald Trump thinks this about Milwaukee, imagine what he thinks about the rest of the state. We'll see you from Baraboo tomorrow with our friend Earl Ingram. Thanks to Luke Mathers for being on for Tuesday Tangents with Luke today. Mr. Zomer is doing a great job on the board, and all of you for listening. Stay tuned next. Maggie Dawn is on her way straight ahead. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we have our weekly discussions about education and about taking advantage of the opportunities in a cleaner, climate-friendly environment.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.